I think you and I are the only people in America not on board the ship, huh?
I got an update now. I text back. Don't rub it in.
Yeah, right.
Some of us have to work. There's still politics going on. And I have to deal with the death of Prince as well that we've been talking about for not quite a week now, but for at least the last couple of days. You know, Skip, we've heard a lot from people who knew Prince. That was a long time ago. But last night on my show on CNN, I spoke with a woman named Damaris Lewis, Prince's latest muse and a part of his current inner circle. She told me about the last conversation she had with him just last week.
I think Prince knew how much I loved him. You know, if I could tell him something right now, it would probably be in the form of a joke, because that's how we spoke. But my message would be a message from him to everybody else to really understand that you have to give. You have to. If you have a gift, you have to give. And especially for my generation right now, we're in a really, really, really testy times. But he made sure every person in his life that influenced him was influenced by him.
Lewis said when she spoke to him and when she saw him that he looked and he sounded fine lately because of people like Damaris Lewis, some of the close people around him that are beginning to talk now. We know a lot about Prince's last days, especially for an artist and an icon who was famously private. Just 1 week before he died, Prince played two shows at Atlanta's Fox Theater, taking the stage, carrying a cane. And as he flew home to Minnesota, his private plane made an emergency landing just after 1 in the morning.
What's the nature of the emergency? What's the nature of the
condition? An unresponsive passenger.
An unresponsive passenger. They asked, what was it, a male or female passenger? And then they answered, I don't know. The West Air is getting some of that. He told me it was an unresponsive passenger. But when that plane landed, Prince was rushed to the hospital in Moline, Illinois. But the next night, he was right back at it, back at home at Paisley Park, where he performed for a select group of fans. Several of them said that he looked pale. TMZ has been reporting that Prince made several trips to his local pharmacy, where they posted a photo of the musical icon walking in the park in a parking lot. And then 6 days later, he was found in a Paisley Park elevator. There are also reports of a hip injury and prescription medication being factors. But we just don't know right now what's true because they're not done. They know what the autopsy results are, but they're still testing everything and they have not released the results. In the days and weeks to come, we're going to learn more about what took Prince from us and why it happened at the age of 57 when he had so much more to give, including hundreds of unreleased songs locked away in his vault. Whatever we find out, though, I don't think it'll change the fact that we lost a genius far too soon. We all have our Prince moments. Mine came when I first heard his song Controversy, with its lyrics, Am I Black or White? Am I Straight or Gay? Damaris Lewis, who saw a side of Prince that the rest of us didn't, says that many of Prince's fans are saying the same thing. Let the investigation play out, whatever it may uncover.
I'm so grateful for the love that people are showing and they're going to continue to show, I hope.
I hope. So far, people have been very respectful for the most part. And again, gone too soon at the age of 57. We're still learning details surrounding his death, Skip.
Great report, Don. And to no one's surprise, Prince's Purple Rain is this week's top-selling song. And six of his classics have re-entered the Hot 100. So
it's unbelievable when you sit back, when we've been playing his music, to how many hits he had, hit after hit after hit. Yeah. And you're right, it's no surprise that his songs are in the top 5, top 10, really.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much, Don. We'll talk to you again real soon. Appreciate
right.
you. Have a nice
Have a great day.
Today. All right, you too.
Go
man.
Get some sun. Pretend you're on the boat.
I will. I think I will. Good idea.